when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you dear, precious Blood River Radio people out there. God bless you so much for tuning in to this show. By the way, it is Saturday, May the 7th, year of our Lord and Savior, 2022. No name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ. And by the way, people, tomorrow's also Mother's Day. I would like to wish all you people out there who are mothers Happy Mother's Day. You know, there's an old saying that says, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. That's also true. But a lot of famous people were big mama's boys. One of my heroes, I don't have many heroes anymore, but one of the ones I had was General Douglas MacArthur. And he was mama's boy. He really was. But tonight, people, we've got a big show planned for you. It's the first time I've been here in 2 weeks, and my Lord, I tell you what, I'll have to say, I really enjoyed that little taste of freedom. I sure needed that little break. But you know, we have a man. You know, this is real here. This is a Christian show. We don't do anything without saying a prayer. We have one of my favorite people in the world. My friend, your friend, our leader, the leader of the South, Dr. Michael Hill, is going to take us away in prayer. So people, if you will, please show respect to Dr. Hill, to Blood River Radio. Bow your heads because he's going to lead us in prayer. Go ahead, General Hill.
Let's pray. Bow your heads, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you on yet another day, beseeching you to strengthen us, to give us wisdom and courage, to be your good and faithful servants in this conflict that's going on now between good and evil in this world. Let us stand before evil and never shrink from it, hailing the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our commander, who will give us victory in this fight. Let us continue from now until the day that we draw our last breath. And subsequent to that, let the future generations carry on the fight. Meanwhile, bless us in our efforts now on this day and on this radio show. Let what we say today be of great influence. And we pray all these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 1,000 times of that, Dr. Hill. God only knows we sure need our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as we are under probably the worst threat we've been under, the white race, since this world began. People, like I say, today is Mother's Day. We're going to get right back to Dr. Hill in just a minute, but you know, we always have to thank our donors. Without donors, you've heard me say this 1,000 times, but it's 1,000 times true. Without donors, there would be no Blood River Radio. There surely wouldn't. There would be no Liberty News Radio. There would be none of this stuff. No cesspool, no Blood River Radio, nothing. We have Ken of Lynbrook, New York, and he probably gets tired of me saying his name, but Ken is a machine. Almost every time I go to the post office box, there's a donation there from Ken. It's nothing giant, but I know he's sacrificing, and I thank you so much, Ken. I would love to meet you sometimes. Ken of Lynbrook, New York. God, he's always there. Also, Jay-Z from AZ. Jay-Z from AZ, I still have one of your cards here, the Military Order of the Purple Heart. I almost tear up when I see that every time. I've met Jay-Z from AZ, and he's a fellow brother. He's been up close and personal with the enemy. He's got the old limp and the wounds to show for it. Also, Old Biscuit down in Florida, another just rock solid. humongous donor. Without biscuits from Florida, but he's one of our rock solid donors and supporters. Talk to him all the time. He's smart as a whip, and I really appreciate that guy. And also we have our friend, Dr. Hill's friend, everybody's friend, the Mr. Buddy from Arkansas. He's been one of our rock solid supporters from day one on this show. We couldn't do it without these people. And we have another friend, Andrew of Kentucky. He sends me material. He sent me this great book. I seldom ever read books. I'm not really cut out for reading. I can't stand still long enough. I need to, but this is one book I will read. I got it around here somewhere. And matter of fact, I'm going to look at it. I'm going to make this short. The name of this book is, I had to reach over to get, America's Racial Powder Keg. This is one I will try to, I will read that one. I certainly will. It's oh so right. But let's see, what else do I have around here? Let's see. I just want to tell you a little bit, because you people, we are human on this show. And I think I know a lot of y'all people like to know about what we do here behind the lines. Oh, Eddie Miller, I'm just a regular old flesh and blood guy like you. I get tired. I like to do the stuff. And running, everybody's mama knows that running is a release I have. It costs money to do, even to go hunting and fishing nowadays, it costs money. But you can always go outside your house and run. And I've got to go to Nashville April the 22nd. I left my house April the 22nd, went to Nashville to run Nashville Rock and Roll St. Jude Marathon. It was pretty hot. But I always do well in hot weather, and it's very, very hilly in Nashville for some weird reason. I always do better in the hills than I do flatland. Figure that one out. I can't. But the trip in some ways, and few people, I know some of you people ask me about it all the time, about my running. I was gone a total of 36 hours. I left my and about 2 hours of that was because of a traffic jam. Coming home from I-40, traffic came to a complete stop. I finally had to leave I-40 West, cross the median to I-40 East, going back to Nashville, cut across in Natchez Trace State Forest, come back home. But I tell you what, I got lost in Nashville. That place is pretty tough to drive. Coming out of the Titan Stadium, there was a wreck or something. They had to divert us right through the center of the city. But to let you know, though, all that being said and done, I had a marvelous time. My God, I was able to get away. I was determined. I was not going to think about politics. I wasn't going to think about the enemy, nothing. And it did clear my brain out a lot. So the moral of this story, I can highly recommend you people take off. If it's nothing but just a day and a half or 2 days, take a break every now and then, once in a while. If you're like me, you don't realize how bad you need it. But anyway, people, just a quick the order of operations tonight, very simple. We only have two guests tonight. We have Dr. Hill, our one and only leader of the League of the South. And I'm going to let him get the second hour. We have Gene Andrews coming on, and Gene Andrews is going to talk about, he sent me this thing. It's a pretty ominous. I've got this bill from the state of Tennessee. I've read it. I'm not a lawyer, and it seems like gobbledygook. It goes around in a circle. It doesn't seem like it really says it a whole lot, but it's probably that way on purpose so you can break the law and not know trouble you're getting into. And I've invited both of my United States, state senator and my state representative to come on here. And I'm pretty sure the low-down, rotten SOBs are listening. I hope they are. The slime balls, they don't have the guts to come on this show. I asked them to come on this show and talk about the law and let their constituents know if they're how do we know if we're breaking a law? Anyway, that's what we're going to talk about the second hour with Gene Andrews. He's been studying this law all week, and so he's going to come on and talk about that. But tonight, people, we're going to go back to first things first. We have my brother-in-arms, our leader of the League of the South, the one and only Honorable Dr. Hill. Dr. Hill, if you will, just for a few listeners that we have coming on new, tell them about your long career in the League of the South and give them a little bio, if you don't mind.
It's a long one. It'll be 28 years in June, next month, since we formed the league in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I think there were 28 of us who formed it. And some people said, well, you'll all be dead or in jail within 5 years. And by the grace of God, we're approaching our 28th year here on June the 25th will be our 28th anniversary. We've been around for a while. We've had some successes and we've had some failures, just like every organization out there. But the thing is that the good Lord has given us the supporters, and thank God for donors, just like you said. the good Lord has given us the wherewithal and the support to hang around. You know, we haven't gotten to the objective that we started out pushing for, which is a free and independent South, but we didn't think it would come easily or overnight. And we're still pushing it. We're still trying to prepare the ground for it. And obviously things change, and you have to be able to adapt and change with them. And we've certainly gone through a lot of changes over the course of 28 years. Right now, we're still dealing with the lawsuit up in Charlottesville. The judge has not issued a ruling on our motions, post-trial motions, but, you know, we'll see what happens there. But we're going to have our 2022 national conference on the 3rd and 4th of June in Lake City, Florida. And it's open to league members and those who are prospective members. If you'd like to come see what we're about, we would welcome you. You can find the information to register, and everybody has to register before they get there for security reasons. But you can find the registration material and information about the conference at our website, which is www.leagueofthesouth.com. And just go up in the right-hand corner and click on 2022 National Conference, and it'll take you to all that information. But, you know, we've hung around. As I said, we've had our up and downs, our successes and failures. We've been bloodied, and we've been triumphant sometimes, but we're still in the fight.
Dr. Hill, we have to go to our first break, and anything worth doing, if you're getting any kind of fight, you're going to get bloodied sooner or later. So people, will be right back. We're going back to the one and only Dr. Michael Hill, your friend, my leader. Be right back.
War for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Dear Blood River Radio family, it's so good to be back. I will have to say now, I did enjoy that break. And, you know, I wanted to play. We did a rerun last week. I usually don't like to do reruns, but I tell you, I was so proud of the work that Monica Schaefer and Nancy Hitt and Paul Fromm did. They put together that show, and I thought it was excellent. I mean, I thought it really was probably better because I wouldn't hear it. That's the God's truth. It's not false modesty or false opposite of modesty, you know, the anti-modesty, whatever you want to call it. But I went ahead and did that rerun last week. And all the guys, you know, Cameron and Sam and Jay and everybody, they needed a break. They took off, went down to Florida, Jekyll Island, Georgia, went to Alabama, where Sam has relatives in Alabama. And so we all kind of kicked back and relaxed. It was a much-needed break, folks. But anyway, we're back right now with Dr. Hill, and he's going to take up right where he left off. Dr. Hill was talking about one thing about when you say blood, my ears pick up. You're going to get bloody in fights, that's for damn sure. And it's going to be casualties. And I'm just going to say this one thing. You know, people, if we win our freedom, and I'm not trying to scare you or try to be dramatic, but, you know, it's like I was watching the movie The Searchers one time. This woman was talking to John Wayne, one of my favorite Westerns. She said, you know, we beat Texicans, and the Texicans ain't nothing but a wild animal out on a limb. And he said, one of these days, I think this is going to be a good land, a good place to live in, but it's going to take a lot of bones in the ground to make it. He said, it might take our bones. People, I don't want to die because I have so many things I want to do. I know Dr. Hill don't want to die, but you know what? Some of us might be killed. Some of us could be arrested in the middle of the night. That's just the way it is. Anyway, I got to shut up now. Go back to Dr. Hill. Go ahead, Dr. Hill. Continue going any way you want to go, dear brother.
Well, I just pick up on what you were saying there. Yeah, this is for real. This is not a game we're playing, and I've said that from my first speeches I gave for the league back in '94. That we weren't playing games, that we were real, and we were facing an enemy that was real and sought our destruction, and that has not changed. In fact, it's been proven to be even worse than I thought it would be, because we are up against an enemy right now that is seeking not only to destroy our civilization and our culture, but to destroy us, because we are the image bearers of God, and we are the foot soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And these people hate Christianity and hate Christians, and to them, Western civilization is nothing but white Christian civilization. Therefore, it's the enemy, and they're seeking to destroy us. And the quicker all the so-called normies out there realize this, the better off we'll be, because some of us have been on the front lines of this fight for many, many years, some more than others. I've got a couple of friends who have been on it for 50-plus years. I haven't officially been on it quite that long, but I certainly have been on it in my capacity as league president, league chief, now for going on 30 years. And I've always, even when I was younger, I was a virulent anti-communist, and did what I could in that vein. So, you know, it's a fight. And when you fight, you get bloodied. And there's no shame in getting knocked down. I mean, we got knocked down at Charlottesville. That lawsuit, it took us off our track. We had a very good track going. We had to double back and play defense for a while. But, you know, you do what you have to do to survive and to thrive, and you fight the battle that's before you. And that's what we've been doing since 2017, but we're slowly getting back to normal here. We've done some activities, obviously, since the Charlottesville suit came at us in October of 2017. We've done a lot since then. We just haven't done quite as much as I'd hoped we could do offensively, because we've had to play defense a good bit. But hey, you learn lessons doing that. And you know, the test of a man or an organization, either one, is not how well you do when times are good. Anybody can smile and be happy and do well when times are good. The test is how you do when times are bad. And I can't tell you how proud I am of the people in the league who have stuck with us, members and supporters, donors. Some left. Some were afraid. Some thought, well, this is getting a little bit too serious for me. But many, many, many have stayed, and I words simply don't suffice to tell them how much I appreciate their support. And I will say what I've said multiple times since we began this organization. I promise you I'll stay in the field fighting this to the very end, until victory or death, as long as you give me the wherewithal to do it, the ammo, the supplies to do it. I'll be glad to be on the front lines out there with my compatriots. I've dedicated my life to it, and thank you for giving us the support, and we need it. We need it now more than ever. Blood River Radio needs it now more than ever. We are in this struggle to the end, and it gets more serious by the day. And when I say these people are coming after our people and civilization, that's exactly what I mean. If you're a white man, particularly if you're a Christian, and particularly if you're a Southerner, a traditionalist, you're in their sights, and their objective is to destroy you and everything that you hold dear.
Very well spoken. And speaking of ammunition to do the fight, Dr. Hill, a lot of people probably know, but what's the easiest way for people? Somebody, you know, I'm not that tech savvy. How can people that would like to help League of the South, how can they get much, much, much needed funds to the League of the South, Dr. Hill?
Well, since Charlottesville, we were deplatformed from PayPal and other online payment services. So we don't have that capability now as far as fundraising. We fortunately do have that ability temporarily for people to sign up for the national conference and pay that way. But once we tried to find some ways around this to raise money and take in dues and donations electronically, but we haven't been able to overcome that. So you have to send it to us the old-fashioned way, check, money order, or even cash, but through the mail, or in person, handing it to somebody in person. But the league address is on the website. There you can find out how to put something in the mail to us, and our phone number's on there. If you would like to call me and talk to me about whatever concerns you about the league, I'd appreciate that. I'd be glad to talk with you. But you have to support us the old-fashioned way. They pretty much hemmed us in there, but we still have bank accounts and the ability to function that way, although we have lost a bank account since Charlottesville. They're trying to put the squeeze on organizations like us and Blood River Radio and other institutions of the hard right that we have out there. But, hey, the supplies are still getting through, and we do really appreciate what you do to sacrifice for us out there in the listening audience. Don't think it's not appreciated, because every dollar that you give is going to the front lines of this fight right now. We have very, very limited overhead. Pretty much everything that we do, other than paying the light bill and the phone bill, is geared toward putting our information out there and our ideas and fighting against this enemy in courts and on the streets and everywhere else.
I can tell you something everybody can do, and it really doesn't take a lot of courage. You can order. The League of the South has a great newspaper. Some of my favorite was the ones Dr. Hill wrote, some of the favorite stories in it. It was the coming, the new Red Terror. I'm sure we could get back orders, though. There's new newspapers coming out. But if you would, people, if you could order some newspapers, the Free Magnolia from the League of the South, and you can, you can pass them out person to person, but if you're afraid to do that, if you're afraid of being recognized by your employer, et cetera, you can take these newspapers and do like I do. You can go, I've kind of changed tactics. Usually you're better, Dr. Hill says, you're much more receptive. People are much more receptive in rural areas. I've been going to the most wealthiest part of the city, and I take my bicycle, and I have my old paper boy's paper bag, and I load this paper. I put these papers in there, and I go up. I mean, you would not believe some of these houses. I mean, my daughter, I'm always going off on these rabbit trails. My daughter works, three jobs. She's a workaholic, man. She is a workaholic. She works for the big air conditioning refrigeration place. Some of these places have 7 air conditioning units. Well, people, will get right back to this story in a minute. I will tell you how to distribute these newspapers as soon as we come back this break.
Soldier, exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian and Russian officials say all women, children, and elderly people have been evacuated from the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol. Hundreds of civilians were trapped for weeks at the sprawling plant amid a tense Russian attack. Ukrainian fighters remained holed up at the complex. The Kremlin is still trying to capture the plant, where the last sliver of resistance remains in the southern port city. Elsewhere, a spokesman for the Ukrainian military says they've regained control of a town about 12 miles northeast of Kharkiv. The spokesman said in a YouTube video that Russia continues to conduct a full-scale attack against Ukraine in hopes of establishing full control of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions. First Lady Jill Biden says she remains concerned about the next phases of the humanitarian crisis prompted by the war. She said as much while visiting refugee mothers and their children in Romania. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Afghanistan's Taliban rulers have ordered all Afghan women to wear head-to-toe clothing in public. The decree calls for women to only show their eyes and recommends they wear the head-to-toe burqa, evoking similar restrictions to when the Taliban last ruled the country between 1996 and 2001. It's the latest in a series of repressive edicts. The CDC is looking into the deaths of 5 children linked to the growing number of mysterious pediatric hepatitis cases across the country. The cases, 109 of them in 24 states and Puerto Rico, date back to October. The latest case count is a steep increase from a couple of weeks ago when only 11 cases had been identified. It prompted the CDC to issue an alert for physicians to be on the lookout for such cases. A New York court has halted the use of familial DNA searching, where law enforcement agencies search the state's DNA data bank for close biological relatives of people who left traces of genetic material at crime scenes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say somebody.
Anyway, people, dear Blood River Radio audience, I take too many words. I'll use a paragraph when one sentence could do it, I guess. I guess I need to get more education or that'd be more eloquent. But anyway, we were talking about these League of the South papers. They're cram-packed full of information. You can also go to the League of the South website and find out what the League of the South is about. You know, I'm a League of the Souther. And matter of fact, my dues will be up next month. I've got to hurry up and send my due money in and order some more newspapers. I'm not going to let Dr. Hill do that on his own dime. But people, you can order any number. I'm sure, I don't know what the minimum order is, but you can get these newspapers, and you can pass them out the dead of the night. You can go up to people's doors, put them in the doorway. Just make sure they don't get caught in the rain or anything like that. If you think it's going to rain, wait to a better day, or get you some of these plastic bags that the newspaper boys used to put their newspapers in. When I was a newspaper boy for a short time, back in the good old bad days and darkest of Memphis and South Memphis, and I never made a dime because the black gangs would always take my money away from me, and my dad quit financing the operation. So anyway, I can recommend that. Dr. Hill, is there a minimum number of papers they can order if they want to do that?
Well, we'll send people whatever they want. If they want a sample copy, we'll send that to them free. And, you know, if it's a back issue, we'd like to have just a little donation to help us with the cost of printing and the cost of mailing. But with the current issue, we offer 100 for $20, and that's postpaid, you know. So that's a that's what, about 20 cents a copy.
That's pretty inexpensive.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's why my math's not so good today. But anyway, if I do say so myself, it is a very well done publication. We have a really, really top notch editor who will not let just crap be published because her name goes on this thing, and she said, "My name's not going on anything except top notch stuff." So, you know, she's had me rewrite my article several times, and they always turn out better. But it's a well-written and well-done publication. We've been doing it for 15 years, so we've got a little experience. It's a 12-page tabloid. It comes out quarterly, and it's called the Free Magnolia. And it's an old-fashioned thing. You know, everybody wants to go online. I like to have something in my hand I can read that somebody can't turn off against my will. You know, and somebody has a kill switch on those computers, and cell phones and stuff like that. But if you've got a paper in your hand that you can hand to somebody, nobody can get in between the reader and that paper to censor it. So that's why we do it the old-fashioned way. Yeah, it's more trouble, but it's something you can hold in your hand, and they cannot censor once you've got it in your hand.
And you can treasure them. You know what? Like I do my old hunting, I have some old hunting magazines that are almost as old as I am, and I save them, box them up, and I'm glad I did for my grandson. He's now 27 years old. But I can't think of a better way. I'm an old-fashioned guy. I'm a face-to-face guy. I couldn't think of a better way. If you could just recruit one person a week. And also, send Dr. Hill some money when you do that. People, please order some of these newspapers. Please do. I mean, $20 for 100? Send him 50 bucks, man. You know, a little bit of problem. Because Dr. Hill has been in this fight, I mean, standing alone for years and years and years. I don't know how he does it. Like, I had to take my break, and I hate to keep howling about me and this break. My God, I didn't realize how beat down I was, man. It just goes. The fight just never ends. I've been in this. I started fighting in Memphis. It really got serious about 1961, and when I was in an all black neighborhood, and everybody and his mama knows me, knows my mom left. I came home from school when I was in second grade, and all the furniture was gone. And my dad was in construction, worked out of town all the time, and we were in a black town, and it was rough, baby. I had to take a different route home from school every day. Sometimes I could get by with taking the same route never more than three. If you took the same route home 3 days in a row, you were going to get jumped. So that's how I got my education. I always tell people that I have a postdoctorate degree, postdoctorate emeritus in race relations from the University of South Memphis. But anyway, please, people, I may be pounding a point, but I cannot tell you how important this is. Support the League of the South. And Dr. Hill was talking about being bloody in a fight, and I'm going to read to you people something. Y'all have heard me read this a bunch of times, but I think it's more relevant now than it's ever been. I'm going to read to Dr. Hill, and he can respond about it, and I'm going to make some comments. We hear about people talking about Dr. Alexander Solzhenitsyn all the time, but there's one thing they never mention. They never mention the brass knuckles, the clubs, the knives, the blood, and the killing. It's always the intellectual crap they want to talk about. This is what part I like about Alexander Solzhenitsyn. He says, and this is part of the book, The Gulag Archipelago. It's in there, one of the first pages, I believe. He talked about the Gulag Archipelago from 1918, 1956. Here it goes. This is a selection, an article, a part out of this book. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? Or if during mass periods of mass arrest, As for example, in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not just sat there simply in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs doors and at every step on the staircase, but had understood that they had nothing left to lose. And we're about that point here in this country. And had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever the hell else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and, notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. If we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. How about that, Dr. Hill? Do you think that has a bearing on today's what we're looking at today, Dr. Hill?
Yes, I do. That's a very familiar and a great quote by Solzhenitsyn. It's one of those things, if we had only known. And let me tell you, it's just like I said before. These people who seek our destruction are not playing games. They are deadly serious. And they're not going to leave you alone. Oh, they may leave you alone today, but eventually they will come to your door. And if you are there by yourself, unprepared, psychologically as well as physically, you're not going to know what to do. And that's no time to be making a decision. The best thing you can do is to keep that day from ever happening by organizing with other like-minded people and putting these people in their place by whatever means are necessary before it comes to the knock on the door when you're at home alone with no way to get help. So you can face the music then under the most adverse circumstances, or you can face the music now and realize that these people are serious and they're coming after you eventually. Could be tomorrow, could be 2 years from now, but they're coming, and they will come for you. They're not going to overlook you. You may say, well, maybe they'll just get my neighbors. Maybe they'll leave me alone. No, they're not going to leave you alone. Organize. Get yourself ready for this, physically, mentally, emotionally and spiritually, and don't regret what you didn't do when you had the opportunity to strike a blow for freedom.
That's absolutely right. And Dr. Hill, you mentioned earlier before we went to our last break about the normies. There's so many normies out there, especially the young ones in their 20s, probably up to 40. People like me and Dr. Hill, we try to spread to tell them what's happening and the dangers that they threat, the threats that face them. They're so real. And not to pick a bad horse, but Dr. Hill mentioned it gets tougher every day. Just this House Bill 2673, Tennessee House Bill 2673. I'm not trying to be, here we go to a quick break, but I want to cover that. I'm just going to mention that bill one time when we come back and something else about Alexander Solzhenitsyn. So people, hold on to your hats. We'll be right back.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules. The shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're right back. We were talking about me and Dr. Hill. God bless him. Man, he's been in this fight for so long. And, you know, maybe I should, before I got, I tell you what, Dr. Hill, don't let me forget. We'll go back to Alexander Solzhenitsyn a little bit later of this thing right here. If you will, I meant to ask you to expand upon, do you know anything else about the impending lawsuit? I know I wanted to come back to that. I mean, I'm so absent-minded. That's kind of up in the air right now. Would you like to tell us a little bit more about what's? Do you have any idea, or are they just keeping you in suspense on purpose? They're probably doing that about this lawsuit, the fallout from Charlottesville, Dr. Hill. Do you have any idea of any kind of a timeline? You might know anything, et cetera, et cetera.
No, we're kind of at the mercy of the judge. All the pre-trial, the post-trial motions have been filed, and we do not know when the judge is going to rule on them. So we're kind of at his mercy, and I don't know if he set a deadline. But our attorney just said, when there's news, I'll let you know. And as far as we're concerned right now, no news is good news. So that's where we sit. But we prepared. We prepared, and we're still preparing for another go-around in court if necessary. So I'm telling all my potential donors out there, we may not be quite through this yet, but we're going to be there fighting the whole way. I'll keep you posted through radio shows like this and through the league website and through the Free Magnolia and various other channels. But we're still kind of in limbo right now about this.
Well, if any of you people have any questions, you can also send me emails asking me stuff at bloodriverradio.com. And I can send the questions on to either Mark Tommy, who's one of the officers of the League of the South, or one of our brothers, Rand Owen, who comes on this show all the time. He couldn't come on tonight because he has family obligations for Mother's Day. We try to use the chain of command here because Dr. Hill can't, it's obvious he can't answer everybody's phone call, including mine. I mean, he's so damn busy. But we do have a chain of command. We can go through Mark Tommy. We can go through Rand. Rand is the Alabama state chairman, and we'll try to answer your questions about this. And if you will, people, please, God, send some money. I'm not trying to – I don't like to ask for money too much, but I'll tell you, this lawsuit's been expensive as hell. It really has. And we don't have a clue where it's going to land. It's hard to be optimistic. You know, it makes you feel like you're going to have a direct act of God to come in. You know, to help us get out of this mess, to help Dr. Hill get out of this mess.
I think we can expect something like that. I think God has already acted in this, and I'm really expecting a pretty good outcome for us, and I'm optimistic, but I just don't think the fight is quite over yet.
You know, I've learned a lot in my life, And people probably get sick of me here to talk about running, but running kind of saved my life. You know, this is going to relate to this show, what we're talking about. I started running when I was 65 years old, ran my first marathon. And when I was 60, I was in cardiac intensive care. And I couldn't, Dr. Hill, you might not know this, but I had a hard time walking. And I would, when I'd go to the Veterans Hospital, I mean, it was bad. I would have to take breaks from the emergency room parking lot to get to the emergency room. I had so much crap wrong with me. And I went to that running marathons. Well, I tell you what, how I did it. I prayed to God. I prayed to God to save me. When I was in the hospital, I was at Methodist University Hospital because they didn't think I'd make it to the VA. I was that bad off. And I'm not trying to be, a drama queen, but the docs told my daughter, who was in New Jersey, she might want to think about coming down to see her dad, because anytime you're in cardiac ICU, there's no sure thing. I went from that, people. And the point I'm doing this is because prayer. I pray for Blood River Radio. Please pray for the League of the South. But that's what got me out of that situation. I went from that. I was on 23 medications a day. I went from that. I'm only on 3 now for blood pressure. I wouldn't have to take that if I didn't have a little scar tissue in my brain and a growth on my kidney. But that's what works. Prayer works, and you can't give up. You have to have this pit bull determination. But anyway, I wanted to say that, brother, before I forgot. And people, if you have, like I say, I just want to say this one more time. Please order some of those newspapers. And if you have any questions, I know I'm repeating myself, get them to me. We'll get them to Dr. Hill one way or the other. We surely will. But Dr. Hill, I was reading this article from Solzhenitsyn. He said, this is another article, this guy has read the book. He said that people were picked off one at a time. You kind of alluded to this. You don't want to be caught flat-footed when that knock comes at the door. He said that people, referred them to the blue caps, they would burst into an apartment in the dead of the night and spend hours rifling through the personal possessions, looking for anything useful they could, charge these people any kind of a crime. But there would be no guns or shackles would be visible when they were walking down the corridors. But here's the main thing. I was going to skip down. Terror was the main tool that these blue caps, these communists, would use. Believe it or not, people, I'm getting to a point. They didn't have that many blue caps in relation to the number of the regular population, like you and I, the non-communist, Kool-Aid drinkers. But they used these few, and they used terror, and they used, divide and conquer, turning people against each other. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, people, you need to get some guts, you need to get some courage, you need to quit being so afraid, and you need to help join us in this fight. Because I'm telling you flat out, and I know Dr. Hill will agree, if you want to know, to kind of paraphrase what Patrick Henry said, he said something like this. He said, I know of no other light to guide my path better than the light of the past. He said, the light of the past shows me what I can expect in the future. I think it was that evil SOB Churchill said that the further you look into the past, the farther you can see in the future. And the reason I say that, people, it hadn't been that long ago since the Bolshevik Red Terror in the Soviet Union in 1920s, when Alexander Solzhenitsyn said that there were 66 million white people killed in the gulags there. And you know what? They were run totally 100% by Jews. The largest concentration camps on the face of the earth, the most run by Jews. The greatest massacre, the greatest slaughter of people on the face of the earth was but the Jews slaughtering white Christians in the gulags. And also, not even to mention the Holodomor in the Ukraine. I got to make this short. I got to get back to Dr. Hill. When millions were starved to death intentionally, there was a death sentence if the farmers got caught eating one grain of their wheat. The mothers there were actually eating their dead children. I mean, I can't comprehend how horrible it was. Why am I saying that? You think that can't happen here? Well, you better think again. It can happen, and it will happen if you don't get off your butt and help fight this crap, because it is coming. It's been here since the beginning of time. Go ahead, Dr. Hill. I'm rambling on.
It's here now. It's here now. We now have a ministry of truth. The Biden administration has has put forth this ministry of truth, and the four people who run it, and it's under the Department of Homeland Security, the Internal Police Force, the four people who run it are all Jews. My article that I did that you mentioned earlier, The New Red Terror, I did that a couple of years ago. We got back issues of that, but we put out three, Red Terror 1, 2, and 3. And I'm very proud of that, because I called what was about to happen. Didn't take a genius to do it. All you had to understand is what happened 100 years ago, and that those same people were still around, and they would try this playbook again, and they're using the same old playbook. And I'm telling you, we know what's coming, and it ain't pretty. It won't be long till this ministry of truth is the ones that are going to be telling you what you can and cannot say, and what you can and cannot believe, and still function in society.
You know, absolutely. I see where Ryan too did, but he almost way too late, Brother Ryan. You know, Dr. Hill, the very fact that they started throwing this ministry of truth, the very fact that they put forth this House Bill 2673 in the state of Tennessee, that proves beyond a shadow of doubt that what they're saying does not exist. They're trying to say, the Jews don't have all this power and influence. Well, then why the hell are you trying to make laws preventing people from talking about it, Dr. Hill?
Well, they're not trying to make laws. They are, you know. You know, if you say Jews have all the power in the world, they'll show you. They'll show you they don't by arresting you and basically destroying your life. That's how impotent they are. The last century has been the century of the rise of Jew power, and it's been nothing but a disaster for white Christians, and it's going to continue to be until we throw it off and get them from out of our midst.
That's the only solution. That is that. I know people probably think we harp on this all the time, but it's true. And I've got to say this one more time. I know I'm repeating myself. The very fact that they passed this resolution right here in the state of Tennessee, it's aimed, I guarantee, double damn T, it's aimed right at Blood River Radio. We're the only radio show, and I'll go ahead and toot it. We're the only show in the state of Tennessee that does this. We're the only show that David Kustoff, that Jew United States Congressman, has gone on, that we confront him in his own office. And we're not going to shut up. You know, we're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep telling the truth. We've got to keep telling
Absolutely.
The truth.
And look, one of the first things that the Bolshevik Revolution, the regime did during the revolution in 1917 and 18, is to make anti-Semitism a crime punishable by death. And here they are trying to do the same thing now, because the Jew and his actions cannot stand up under the light of truth. And that's why truth must be sacrificed to propaganda.
Yeah, and you know what? A few of us are going to go, but, I mean, it's just in our blood. We can't give up. Dr. Hill, I think Rand is there.
Well,
we got about 30 seconds. Oh, hell no. Rand, are you there, fella?
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, we've only got about, you waited too late to come in just about, fella. Did you want to say something to Dr. Hill?
I know. I just wanted to say hello to everybody, Dr. Hill, you, Eddie, everybody out there. And I just wanted to say, sitting here listening to y'all, it fires me up. I mean, quite a time to be alive. And, I mean, y'all have discussed our struggle, and I agree with Dr. Hill. God, our God, has already had his hand in this. And this struggle, fellas, my brothers, it's as old as the ages. And we get to participate in the finale of it.
It is.
And we're going to participate in the finale of it. I love y'all.
That's right.
I love y'all.
Well, we love you, Rand, and we love all our brothers. Hey, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, including my own, who will be 94 years old this year.
94. Well, if my dad was alive, he'd be 101. My mother would be 99. Well, Dr. Hill, thank you so much, brother. I'm always looking forward when you can come on. My wife said that you and I are joined at the brain. She said we're the only two on the radio like that. Thank you, people, for hanging on.
Always my pleasure.
God bless you, Dr. Hill. I'm looking forward to coming to down to Florida. Rand, hold on, brother. We bring you on the second hour with Gene. People, we'll be right back. We're going to transfer to the second hour. So hold on. We'll be right back.